Wisconsin's laws often protect people who step in when a crime is being committed, according to Stan Stojkovic. He's a criminal justice professor at UW-Milwaukee.
If you do something, we do have in the state of Wisconsin and a number of other states what is known as the Good Samaritan law that says you can intervene. Now, from a legal perspective, that protects you against any liability.
Unless you cross the line.
Typically, each case is handled on a case-by-case approach. And so the district attorney looks at the facts and says, boy, is there enough evidence here to indicate a crime was committed by anyone? Were people acting in reasonably good faith? Was there any evidence that would indicate they had gone beyond what a reasonable person would expect them to do in that kind of situation?
Stojkovic says it's probably best if most people shy away from intervening because of the lack of training and understanding of how the law is applied. Officer Bobby Lindsay of the Milwaukee Police Department agrees.
The first thing is we don't want people to automatically take the natural reaction that some people have, which would be to immediately get involved. That could be problematic.
Lindsay's job includes educating people about what to do if they see someone suspicious or crime in progress. He says besides ensuring your own safety and calling the police, people should take mental notes so they can serve as a witness.
Really a good description of the actors that are involved, and that could be gender, height, weight, clothing, just a variety of different factors that you would use to describe someone that you're seeing.
Lindsay says because crimes can unfold quickly, it's important to think about how you would react. While he hopes people call the police and serve as witnesses, some residents won't get involved, even with such crimes as car break-ins and prostitution, according to Patricia Ruiz. She's with the Southside Organizing Committee.
What we find is that a lot of people tend not to call the police because they're afraid or because they have lost hope and believe that nothing's going to be done. So our message is to call.
Latoya Dennis, 89.7 WUWM.